Hello, everybody. This is the Battleship Cobra podcast number 4. Thank you very much for listening. I am very glad to have you join me. This podcast is a chitty chat with an SAP Business One consultant slash random person named Battleship Cobra. I pick topics that I don't really need to do a video on. Maybe topics people have asked me about, but here we go. Some quick housekeeping. I've been doing some live streams, and if you would like to ask me random questions, but maybe you don't know how to put it into an email, or the topic is a little bit too complex to just send me on LinkedIn or on a comment of a YouTube video, you could join me for my streaming Tuesdays. If you go to youtube.battleshipcobra.com, you will see my next live stream. I do them at 9 p.m. Pacific time. I realize it might be late or weird for you, but it's really the only time I can kind of do it. So if you comment on any of my videos, a time that would work better for you, then let me know. But if you can make it, show up. I will just be working and chatting and answering questions. And if I, if you bring me a question, I will go to greater lengths to answer it, and I can show you on my screen. So join me. I'm going to do it Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time until 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So again, that's pretty late for some people. I'm thinking about doing maybe on a weekend earlier, but anyway, come hang out, do what you need to do, and get some questions answered. I'll have my demo system, I'll have crystal reports, I'll have B1 up, I'll have SQL, etc. So come and join me. Thank you. Don't forget to check out support. You just go to battleshipcobra.com and get everything. If you want to donate, you can go to donate.battleshipcobra.com if you feel like it. You don't have to, but you want to give me like $1 or cryptocurrency now. I have like a couple random merchandise things. If you want to buy a mug or something, that's pretty cool too. You just go to donate.battleshipcobra.com. And of course, check out my courses on battleshipcobra.com. I have crystal reports for SAP Business One and SQL for SAP Business One. So check those out too. As always, the Battleship Cobra podcast is brought to you by Forgestic. I work for Forgestic and we're trying to do more social media stuff. This is not specifically endorsed by them, and the views in this podcast do not represent SAP or Forgestic. But if you do not have a good SAP Business One partner and you would like some help from me, you can definitely get involved with me and Forgestic, and we will help you with your SAP stuff. So, without further ado, I will look at my topic list. I pre-make topics, and then I just kind of riff on a couple topics. I don't want to take too much of your time, but I figure maybe I can help you with a nugget of information. Here we go. I haven't figured out either like what we're going to do in terms of timing for these. I'm just releasing them kind of randomly, and I'm thinking about doing 10, and we'll see if anybody likes them. I enjoy doing them, but I listen to them, believe it or not. Okay, so I'm going to do a couple topics. I'm going to end with a quote of the day and then a little recap. The quality of your communication is the quality of your life. This is kind of paraphrased from Tony Robbins. And it was from the first book I read called Unlimited Power. And Tony Robbins, you could say, you know, people, I mean, my wife in particular says, he's not saying anything interesting. He's just saying some obvious stuff just in a simple way. And I think the thing about it is, it really helped me when I was starting to understand some of these things, including like modeling and a lot of the things that he talks about. So it's worth checking out. But in particular, this quote has stuck with me. The quality of communication is the quality of your life. And I always think about this, like, excuse me, people that are always misunderstood, or people are taking them out of context, I think it's a case of you not communicating properly. And if you're not getting what you want, then you're not communicating properly. So you have to think the only input or output to other people is your communication. So if your communication is lacking, then how can you expect anybody to know what you want or how you feel or anything like that? So it's a very simple thing to think about. Are you sending clear, easy to understand emails? And I think this is a big one. People send me emails like, Mike, this inventory is broken, or my inventory report is broken. Okay, so think about somebody else reading that, right? You send that email and then you're like, yeah, I'm frustrated. Okay. So what are you saying? Okay, you're frustrated. But the thing is, when I get the email, I'm like, which report? Like, I feel your pain and I can sympathize with you. But how am I supposed to know what report it is? So, you know, I don't know what report it is. Now I have to come back to you. I have to ask questions. You know, it seems like some people just chronically aren't communicating. And, you know, especially that they don't communicate clearly. They give you an incomplete sort of task to do. And then they get mad at you for not being smart enough to interpret it, as if it's your fault that they haven't made it clear. You know, oh, do this and that and this and that and that and this and that. And it's like, yeah, oh, you screwed up. You know, the thing is, maybe you're setting that other person up to screw up. You want to set them up with the most clear instructions that you can have. And the clear instructions will be appreciated. You go to a little extra length. You know, you send somebody a password, take 2 seconds to check it and send the password. I'm definitely not perfect, but I always try to think that if I have quality communication with somebody, it's positive, then my life will be positive. Nobody can get mad at you for saying something positive and communicating clearly. It's not going to happen. Okay, quality of communication is quality of your life. I think another Tony Robbins concept is like, two ships start at the exact same point. One ship goes 2% off the course. After 100 kilometers, the one ship is way off. So it's the little things that make a huge difference. That's just another thing. There's so much stuff. The guy's incredible. Check him out. Okay, here's a good one for my Okay, here's another one for my developer homies, or anybody that's in support, or anybody trying to become a consultant, or anybody just in general. I want to advocate that in the line of communication today. Maybe we'll call it the communication episode. Actually, I think I grouped these pretty logically. Confident, clear, and concise answers. CCC. I think when you ask somebody who's maybe not confident about something or kind of new to something, like, their answers aren't very concise. They're just rambling. And when you're in support, or you're not sure of something, you're really going to show that. And I think the more technical person, like a developer or maybe more of a junior support person, they're not confident in their answers. So in the fake it till you make it, I think if you think somebody asks you a question and you're like, well, it's kind of like this, and like maybe we can do that, and and it's like, look, Mike, we asked you a yes or no question. I want yes or no. Okay, I'm gonna say yes, no, or here's why. But you need, just like you were making a YouTube video, you want to make it CCC, confident, clear, and concise. And it doesn't mean to lie, because you can confidently say you don't know. And the thing is, in a back and forth, you say you don't know, and you're not sure, but you'll look it up later. That's still a point of action that you can have in that conversation. So I've said this before, I'll say it again, CCC, confident, clear, and concise. Think if you ask somebody a question, you're like, I need my car fixed. And then the mechanic is like, well, maybe, yeah, okay, I'm not sure. This, and you're just like, do you know anything about cars? No. I think business owners expect a modicum of candor that is direct. And whether or not you know something or you don't know something, you should be able to convey confidence that you, even if you don't know it now, you're able to find it. And that's part of being a consultant. All right. Another point for that is listen first, talk later. I really try not to interrupt people. I mean, people say like, you could tell if somebody's sitting there waiting to chime in their answer, or they're really listening to you. And it's so hard to really listen to somebody. I was, and now I'm better at it. Being a chronic interrupter. Like, I figure out what they're gonna say, but it's still not really a conversation. It's really not a conversation if you're not letting the other person speak. It's just you talking, right? What do they say? When you're talking, you're just saying what you know. When you're listening, you're learning. When you're talking, you are just saying things you know. And when you're listening, you're learning. So really just give pause and give somebody the respect of stopping fully and considering their points and then reply. And especially in a communication setting, this is a big one, Really listen to what somebody's saying and take a moment to think about it. Nobody's going to like freak out if you take a second just to think about it. I think that's something that is really, really important. Our final topic today is, what in the fudge is CRM? I think CRM, this buzzword CRM, it bothers me. Like, CRM is like a Sasquatch. Where are you, CRM? Where did you go? Oh, we need CRM, CRM, CRM. Oh, more CRM. Like, I have asked 30 people, could you please define CRM? And nobody has an answer. It's a fucking buzzword, man. It's a buzzword, man. I understand the stereotypical point of what CRM is. But CRM is really just having the information about your customer ready and easily available. And then there's a bunch of other things like paying attention to their trends, having a high service level. And then some people think CRM is like lead management. So we have a CRM. So is CRM lead management opportunity management? Or a CRM service and account services and customer service. So I think it's really important, especially if you're in a sales role, to understand, and again about this communication thing. I hear this buzzword, 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 and I'm like, look, SAP Business One can do anything you want, basically, effectively, with B1 up, but we can track anything you want. But don't tell me you want more CRM. The CRM module is weak. Tell me what CRM is. Tell me what it. Oh, it's weak. Okay. What do you want to do? Oh, I want to do this. I want to do this. It should do that. It should just connect to my phone and pull all the contacts off of it. If you want your fucking pizza man in your system, that's not CRM. So, try to help me understand this. If you're on the YouTube video, you can visit the YouTube video for this. This is episode 4, season 1. Comment what you think CRM is. Try to convince me that it isn't just Sasquatch in a forest, okay? Okay, that's the end of the topics for today. And I'm going to end with a quote. And I think it's interesting. You can buy a man's time, you can buy a man's physical presence at a given place. You can even buy a measured number of skilled muscular motions per hour per day. But you cannot buy enthusiasm. You cannot buy initiative. You cannot buy loyalty of hearts, minds, and soul. You have to earn these things. Clarence Francis. It's a really big thing, Part of why I do this, I guess, is just to earn your hearts, minds, and soul. Donate your hearts, minds, and soul, okay? It's important to care about what you do. I care about other people doing well. I really care that people watching my videos, people listening to my podcast, people watching my live stream, I care that you guys are becoming better consultants, getting better skills, learning and growing and doing things you never thought you could. So I hope that comes through. Having said that, just go to battleshipcobra.com and you can see all my stuff. Subscribe to this podcast, or if you watch on YouTube, subscribe to YouTube. That'd be really cool. Turn on the notification bell if you don't come to YouTube very frequently. It'll notify you when I do a new video. Thank you guys so much. Thank you for everything. Thanks to all my students, all my subscribers on YouTube, everybody on the podcast. Appreciate it. Battleship Cobra out.